Joined here by head coach Jeremy Esri of the North Central Missouri College Pirates. We just got off the horn here before she made her way down to Overland Park. The Lady Pirates and Coach Jenny Croy playing Johnson County today. And I opened up the interview by saying, you know, normally this six-month offseason, Coach Esri, kind of feels like, you know, it can be pretty long between the months of April and October. What does this offseason feel like, not able to start play until late January?
Man, I tell you, it's just good to hear from you, Tom. You know, it seems like forever since we've talked or done anything basketball-wise and stuff. And so it's exciting to get rolling. It certainly was a long, long time off, you know. And so our guys are, luckily we did get to play a little bit in the fall, even though nothing really counted or anything. But we did get to get together and play. But now that it finally kind of gets to mean something and the games count and stuff, everything's turned up a notch, and we're excited to get rolling.
There's so much excitement. We know what your program has done the last 2 years. You got a great sophomore class returning and bringing in good freshmen. Jenny's team just looks loaded. I mean, you look at, if you're familiar with girls basketball around this area, Jenny's team just looks like this deep juggernaut that could be really good. So, yeah, Pirate fans had to wait around for a while, but once this thing gets started, you got a chance to have a couple pretty good teams at the Ketchum Center, do you not?
Yeah, I tell you what, the girls, you know, they had a couple home scrimmages in the fall, and boy, they are fun to watch, and they get after it, and they're super talented, and they share the basketball, and they're going to be a lot of fun to watch this year, and hopefully we are too. We're still working on some stuff, but like you said, we do return a couple pretty good players, and we like our freshmen as well, but so hopefully, you know, you can make a four-hour, have entertainment for 4 hours every night whenever we're playing out here, because the girls are going to be really good, and we have to up our ante as well and be tough and be fun to watch too.
So I've been using the term in high school interviews so far this year. You know, there's basement and there's ceiling. And I don't want to talk basements because we don't want to talk about worst-case scenario. We want to talk about best-case scenario. How high is the ceiling for your group this year, Coach, if they put things together at the level you think they can?
Yeah, you know, with our returners back, they certainly have a taste in their mouth that they didn't get to experience the national tournament last year. And they put themselves in a great position to make it to the national tournament and to be seeded and to hopefully make some noise in the national tournament. And unfortunately, that didn't get to happen. But I think that made them hungrier in the process. And so they've been really good, and they've had a business-like approach the whole first semester, and as soon as we started to practice this semester. So, you know, I think we could be up there as well. A lot of stuff's going to have to go our way, of course, and hopefully we can dictate that with our tempo and how hard we play and all that stuff. But I think we could be a pretty good team if everything falls in place and everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, beyond reasonably a doubt to say, too, that your guys felt a little bit disrespected. Even though they weren't able to play in the national tournament, they got a 9 seed. And for a team that spent a month and a half ranked number one in the country and really a loss to a Division I team is what bumped you out of that one spot. Yeah, I wasn't real happy with the 9 seed, and I'm just a broadcaster. I'm sure that kind of that really had the guys wanting to prove a point about what the Pirates, not only last year's team is, but what the program is at this point.
Yeah, it did. You know, and we were going to accept it and hopefully go prove people wrong, and that's our plan to do it this year as well. And the way things are rolling with the NJCAA starting later and stuff, we have a really tough schedule. And, you know, that's gonna make us better no matter what in the process. But hopefully if we can take care of business during the regular season and stuff, that's going to show people that, you know, maybe we should have been ranked higher than a 9 seed and stuff. But like I said, we'll go out there and get better every game and all that stuff, and then hopefully be able to make a run late like we've been lucky enough to do the last couple of years.
I'll say this as voice of the Pirates, that we root for Brandon Burgett to win games at KCK, unless he's playing us. So Wednesday, that's out of the equation. But I didn't get a chance to see them, obviously, after New Year's last year, Coach. But from what they were in November, when we had some pretty decent success against KCK, to what they ended up last year, getting a spot in the national tournament, that turns into a marquee game when you get two teams that were in the national tournament playing on your floor on Wednesday night.
It does. And, you know, couldn't be more proud of Brandon and the success he had there and the turnaround he made so quickly. And You know, he went through some lumps and stuff the first semester, but did a great job second semester and getting his guys to the national tournament. They were playing some really good basketball by the end of the year. And so, but yeah, like you said, you know, I told him a couple of times, we hope, you know, we get 22 games this year, and I hope he goes 20-2. You know, I hope he has 20 wins and 2 losses, and they're against us. And, but other than that, I wish the best for him and his program. And he's upped it. You know, last year was his first year. He wasn't able to really get all the recruits in that he wanted, and stuff like that. Now going into a second year, he's been able to recruit his own players and kind of get everybody on his ship and all that stuff. So they're going to be tough. And man, they're coming off of they have a lot of positive momentum coming their way. And they have a lot of good athletes, a lot of good basketball players. So we know we're going to be up for a huge challenge on Wednesday.
Yeah, what is their strength this year, Coach? Because I felt like last year's team wasn't the deepest team ever, but you could see the talent that KCK had. And I know it's a season opener, so you kind of find out what it is, and I'm sure Brandon's not going to tell you everything, but what have you heard about what KCK's squad is going to look like this year? Where are their strengths?
You know, they're strong inside again, which I thought they were really strong last year, and they've added some guard pieces that are going to be a lot tougher than what they had last year. So they're going to be a little more well-rounded. Their guards are just a little better overall. They take care of the basketball better. They shoot it better. They guard better. So I think their guard play has improved, and their big play is going to be just as good.
You have, you know, and this is the case with any junior college program, but you look at a roster where you have a lot of kids who excelled at the high school level, and you look at it and say, hey, this is a pretty deep team. This kid can play, this kid can play, this kid can play. It's easy to kind of fall into that because you don't know what they can do at the junior college level. But as I do look at this roster, I think my first thought is, hey, you got a chance to be pretty deep this year.
We do, yeah. And that's helped us out so much in the past. Just by being deep and competing in practice and going after each other and making each other better every single day. And I think that certainly helped us. And hopefully it helps us this year as well. But, yeah, we can go 10 to 12 deep. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we're not dealing with injuries. Hopefully everybody stays healthy and hopefully that, you know, hopefully we stay out of foul trouble as well. But if we do run into those obstacles, and we know at some point in the season we're going to, we're pretty confident in our depth that we have and from our guards to our forwards and everybody in between. And so, we like the makeup of our team, and we like how we compete every day.
As far as new faces that are going to be big factors on this team, we get a lot of playing time, Coach. Is Cameron on the top of that list with guys that come in just with the most established pedigree?
Yeah, he certainly is. And Cam showed us a lot first semester and what he can do, and he's definitely a dynamic scorer and can do it in a lot of ways. He gets to the rim. He plays above the rim. He can shoot the ball from outside pretty well, and so he definitely has a dynamic that that we've kind of had before with the Solomon Thomases and T.J. Babickers, but at the same time, Cam's probably a little more athletic than them, probably has a little bit better scorers mentality than them. So, yeah, he could be exciting for us.
You got a mix of, you know, a couple of regional players, but really a lot. You know, you got a St. Joseph kid. You got Mac out of Southwest. So mm-hmm. You got some local talent and a couple of guys out of the Kansas City area, just overall as a whole, because we don't have the time to talk about all of them. But all your freshman class, what do you like about them? And what kind of makes them stand out in your mind?
Yeah, they're competitors. First off, they're really good kids, and they come to work every day in practice, and they take care of business in the classroom. But they're just competitors, and they want to get better every single day, which is nice. And, you know, so Mac Anderson has really been impressive to us to go from kind of a smaller school and be able to come in right away and compete and make all our guys better. And, you know, Mac's done a great job so far. And same with Colton Griffin, you know, from St. Joe Lafayette. They just come in and they just work every single day. And they hold themselves to a high standard. And in return, everybody else has to play at a high standard as well. So we've just been super impressed with those two. Same with Guy Moran from Centralia, who's kind of a local kid, I guess, and all that stuff. And, they, you know, they just come in. They expect to work, they expect to be coached, and they take hard coaching, and they do it all in a positive manner. So they've been great.
So you get a city team in like KCK, they're usually going to be a little bit more athletic. But the challenge next Saturday, you got John Wood coming to the Ketchum Center in a 4 o'clock tip. John Wood usually does a really good job at mixing, you know, really good athletic ability. Maybe not at a city school athletic ability, but really well coached, and they don't hurt themselves. They're that sort of program that is just tough to play.
They are. Coach Hoyt is great, and somebody I've tried to model some of our stuff off here at North Central off of, just because I think that sometimes we do get the same type of player and everything, and they're just going to be gritty, and they're going to run their and execute their stuff to a T and make us guard every single possession, which is tough to do. And so we're going to have to be engaged for 40 minutes on the defensive end. And then offensively, when we're on offense, they're just going to be, again, they're going to be really tough, and they're going to try to get us in places on the floor that we don't want to be in, and stuff that we're uncomfortable in. Coach Hoyt does a great job of executing and getting people to play at a high level.
Yeah, that'll be 4 o'clock next Saturday, the 23rd. There's a trip to Mineral Area, a D1 team over in Eastern Missouri, then on Tuesday the 26th for the Pirates. Coach, looking forward to see you Wednesday night. Thanks for the time today.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.